Welcome to the Tabernacle of David Restored. Please enjoy this teaching by Jaco van der Merwe. I hope that you enjoy this teaching.
Jeremiah Study, Part 2, Lesson 10. Daniel and the Book of Jeremiah, presented by Jaco van der Merwe, the Tabernacle of David Restored in Edom. Matthew 23, verse 8 to 10. But you must not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, Christ, and you are all brothers. And call no one your father on the earth, for one is your father in heaven. Nor be called teachers, for one is your teacher, even Christ. 2 Timothy 3, verse 13 to 17. But evil men and seducers go forward to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue in the things that you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from a babe you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfected, thoroughly furnished to every good work. Colossians 2, verse 8 to 12. Beware, lest anyone rob you through philosophy and vain deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in whom also you were raised through the faith of the working of God, raising him from the dead. Isaiah 28, verse 9 to 13. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Those weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be on precept, precept on precept, line on line, line on line, here a little, there a little, for with stammering lips and another tongue he will speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest, cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they were not willing to hear, but the word of Jehovah was to them precept on precept, precept on precept, line on line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward, and be broken, snared, and taken. King Josiah was shot by an Egyptian archer after he went to war against Pharaoh Necho's army that was travelling through the lands of Israel on their way to Carchemish. The people then made Jehoahaz king in Jerusalem. Jehoahaz did not walk in the ordinances and commandments of Yahweh like Josiah his father did, and 3 months later, Pharaoh Necho came to Jerusalem and took Jehoahaz captive. He made Eliakim, the brother of Jehoahaz, king and changed his name to Jehoiakim. He placed a heavy tax on Jerusalem, and Jehoiakim gathered it from the people through heavy taxation. By this, Jerusalem and Israel became a vassal state to Egypt. Before his death, King Josiah renewed the covenant between Yahweh and the people by reading the Torah to the people. Yahweh knew the hearts of the people, so the message of the broken covenant was something that Jeremiah would have repeated during the reign of King Jehoiakim. In Judaism today, they believe that the Jews are still in covenant and that the northern tribes are the ones that broke the covenant. And the argument is that because they broke the covenant and Yahweh divorced them, to get back in covenant you have to convert to Judaism. This idea had to start somewhere. And with Assyria that lost its grip on the territories of the northern parts of the land of Israel, all Israel became part of the house of Judah under the reign of King Josiah. The people that were left in Israel, all Israel, they reverted back to their old habits of idolatry and started again to worship on the high places that they did before King Josiah made an end to it. Jeremiah complained about it, and Yahweh answered him and said that he is setting Israel up for destruction. It is from this point that Yahweh started to give Jeremiah prophecy that the people of Jerusalem and Israel would go into exile. The prophet Habakkuk had the same complaint. Yahweh told him that he will raise up the Chaldeans and they will bring Jerusalem and Israel to destruction. But Yahweh also told him that he will then judge the Chaldeans because of their violence on his people. And in chapter 3, we can read a song that Habakkuk wrote about a vision he had of what will happen in the day that Yahweh will come and have vengeance on the Chaldeans. Keep in mind that the same prophecies that we have that Yahweh will have mercy on his people of Israel would have been known to both Habakkuk and Jeremiah. Jeremiah made wooden yokes and he put them on his neck. He gave the yokes he made to the ambassadors of the nations surrounding Jerusalem and Israel, and told them that Babylon was going to bring them into bondage and that they will serve Babylon. Those that serve Babylon will be allowed to stay in their own land and till the grounds of their own land. Those who don't, they will die. Jeremiah also went to the king's house and spoke to Jehoiakim and his brothers. He told them that if they executed judgment and righteousness, that there will be kings on the throne of Judah from generation to generation, but if they don't, the line of their kings would be cut off. Jeremiah told them that Shallum, or Jehoahaz, who became king in the place of Josiah, would die in Egypt and will not be returned. He also told King Jehoiakim that he shall be taken from Jerusalem and shall die and be buried like a donkey that died in the desert, and nobody shall mourn for him. Coniah, or Jehoiachin, would go into exile, him and his mother, and when he had children, it would be as if he did not, because none of his descendants would ever again sit on the throne in Jerusalem. Jeremiah 22 verse 30. So says Jehovah, write this man down as childless, a man who will not be blessed in his days, for no man of his seed shall be blessed, sitting on the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. I am sure that Jeremiah was well loved during the time that King Josiah lived, and Jeremiah called all Israel to repentance. But after these prophecies of a broken covenant and the end of the royal line of King Solomon, he was not that popular anymore. Everyone understood that the King Messiah would come through the line of King David, and Jehoiakim was king and his son Coniah was to be the next king in Jerusalem. So, rather than listening to Jeremiah, the people started to listen to the prophets that spoke the messages that they agreed with instead. After this, Jeremiah spoke against the temple of Yahweh and the people that worshipped there. And he told them that if they do not return to the Torah of Yahweh, then Yahweh would destroy it and make Jerusalem a curse to all the nations. In Isaiah chapter 6, we read that Yahweh blinded and deafened the people because they did not want to walk in the Torah of Yahweh. This created a principle and would always be true for those who refused to walk in the Torah of Yahweh. So the people would not have known what Jeremiah was talking about, and they wanted to kill him for blasphemy against the house of Yahweh. Isaiah 6 verse 10. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and turn back, and be healed. Then I said, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities are wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land laid waste, a desolation. And until Jehovah has moved men far away, and the desolation in the midst of the land is great. But yet, in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return and be consumed, like the terebinth and like the oak being felled, yet as its stump, the holy seed is its stump. Except for the soldiers that was present when King Josiah was killed, these people of Jerusalem and Israel was spoiled, and they never saw war in their lives. The average citizen would not have even realized the significance of what happened when Pharaoh Necho came against Jerusalem and replaced the king on the throne with another son of King Josiah. Now, it was the priests and the prophets of that time that brought Jeremiah to the court of the elders and demanded his death. But the elders did not agree, because they were aware of the standing prophecies that one day in the future Jerusalem would be destroyed. The prophet Micah gave this prophecy a long time ago already. Yahweh was with Jeremiah and his life was spared. Jeremiah also called the people out for breaking the Sabbath, but they did not listen to him. And in the third year of the reign of King Jehoiakim, Nebuchadnezzar came against Jerusalem, and Yahweh gave Jehoiakim into his hand. He took away many vessels and riches that was in the house of Yahweh, and took it to the house of his own God. He also took some of the sons of Israel captive. It was during this time that Daniel, Mishael, and Azariah was taken captive and exiled to Babylon. This would have been about 20 years before the total destruction of Jerusalem. The dream of Nebuchadnezzar. Jeremiah continued to prophesy against Jerusalem and the house of King Solomon. The third to the fourth year of the reign of Jehoiakim was the first year that King Nebuchadnezzar reigned in Babylon. It was in the second year of Nebuchadnezzar that he dreamed dreams that troubled his spirit. Let's go read it. Daniel chapter 2 verse 1. And in the second year of the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, with which his spirit was troubled, and his sleep left him. And the king commanded to call to the horoscopists, and to the conjurers, and to the sorcerers, and to the Chaldeans, to tell the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said to them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. And the Chaldeans spoke to the king in Aramaic, O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will reveal the meaning. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, The thing has gone from me. If you will not make known to me the dream, with its meaning, you will be made into mere members, and your houses shall be made an outhouse. Verse 6. But if you make known the dream and its meaning, you shall receive gifts and a present and a great honor from me. Therefore reveal to me the dream and its meaning. They answered again and said, Let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will reveal its meaning. The king answered and said, For I know that you surely want to gain time, because you see the thing is gone from me. But if you will not make the dream known to me, there is only one judgment for you, for you have prepared lying and deceiving words to speak before me, until the time has changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can reveal to me its meaning. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, There is not a man on the earth who can reveal the king's matter, because not any king, lord, nor ruler has asked such a thing from any horoscopist or conjurer or Chaldean. And it is a rare thing that the king asks, and there is no other who can reveal it before the king, except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. Verse 12. For this cause the king was enraged and angered, and commanded all the wise men of Babylon to be destroyed. And the law went out that the wise men should be killed, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be killed. In Daniel's first year of his captivity, they became part of the household of the wise men of the Chaldeans. Daniel 1 verse 20 and 21. And in any matters of wisdom and understanding that the king asked them, he found them 10 times better than all the horoscopists and the conjurers who were in all his kingdom. And Daniel continued to the first year of King Cyrus. Verse 14. Then Daniel answered with counsel and insight to Arioch, the chief of the king's executioners, who had gone forth to kill the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, Why is the decree so hastily from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and asked of the king that he would give him time, and that he would make known the meaning to the king. God revealed Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Daniel 2 verse 17. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah his companions, that they might pray for the mercies of God in heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his companions should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision, and Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God for ever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changed the times and the seasons, he removes kings and set up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Jeremiah already gave warning to the kingdoms around Jerusalem and even to the king in Jerusalem that they will all submit to Babylon or perish. Verse 22. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and have made known to me now what we ask of you. For you have now made known to us the king's matter. Then Daniel went in to Arioch, whom the king had chosen to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said this to him, Do not destroy the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will declare the meaning to the king. Then Arioch quickly brought Daniel in before the king, and said this to him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah who will make the meaning known to the king. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, Are you able to make known to me the dream which I have seen, and its meaning? Daniel answered before the king and said, The secret which the king has demanded cannot be shown to the king by the wise men, the conjurers, the horoscopists, or the fortune tellers. Verse 28. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets and makes known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Your dream and the visions of your head upon your bed are these. This is of significance because it will add to the other prophets of Yahweh about the last days and the influence of Babylon upon the earth. Both Jeremiah and Ezekiel give prophecy of the latter days. Verse 29. As for you, O king, your thoughts came on your bed, what should happen after this, and he who reveals secrets makes known to you what shall happen. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living man, but so that the meaning might be known to the king, and that you might know the thoughts of your heart. Daniel interprets the dream. Verse 31. You, O king, were seeing, and behold, a great image. That great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before you, and its form was dreadful. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms were of silver, his belly and his thighs were of bronze, his legs were of iron, his feet were part of iron and part of clay. You watched until a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image upon its feet, which were of iron and clay, and broke them to pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces together, and they became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, so that no place was found for them. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell its meaning before the king. Verse 37. You, O king, are a king of kings, for the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wherever the sons of men, the beasts of the field, and the birds of the heavens live, he has given them into your hand, and has made you ruler over them all. You are this head of gold. And after you shall arise another kingdom lower than you, and another third kingdom of bronze, which shall rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron, since iron crushes and smashes all things, and as the iron that shatters all things, it will crush and shatter. And as to that which you saw, the feet and toes, part of the potter's clay and part of the iron, the kingdom shall be divided. But there shall be in it the strength of the iron, because you saw the iron mixed with miry clay. Later in Jeremiah, I will connect the house of Judah with the parable of the potter and the clay. This reference is also mentioned in Zechariah chapter 11. Mystery Babylon exists today, and it is mentioned in the book of Revelation to be set up for destruction when King Messiah returns. Zechariah 11 verse 12 and 13. And I said to them, if it is good, give my price, and if not, let it go. So they weighed my price 30 pieces of silver, and Jehovah said to me, throw it to the potter, the magnificent price at which I was valued by them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them to the potter in the house of Jehovah. Verse 42. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly brittle. And as you saw iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mix themselves with the seed of men. But they shall not cling to one another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven shall set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other peoples, but it shall crush and destroy all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Because you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it crushes the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what shall occur after this, and the dream is certain, and its meaning is sure. Daniel is promoted. Verse 46. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face and worshipped Daniel, and he commanded to offer an offering and incense to him. The king answered Daniel and said, it is true that your God is the God of gods, and the Lord of kings, and the revealer of secrets, since you could reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel great, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over all the provinces of Babylon, and chief of the prefects over all the wise men of Babylon. And Daniel asked the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Keep it in mind that when we continue with our story of Jeremiah and the destruction that came from Babylon, that Daniel acted as an advisor to King Nebuchadnezzar. Yahweh is the one that will be bringing destruction to Jerusalem and Israel and all the surrounding nations of Jerusalem, including Egypt. Jeremiah's scroll to King Jehoiakim. At this point of our story, Egypt was starting to become the superpower in the Middle East. They have conquered Carchemish and all the kingdoms in the surrounding area, including the lands of Israel and Jerusalem. Egypt was the first of the surrounding countries that Jeremiah prophesied to. Jeremiah spoke these prophecies to Baruch to write them down. For now, we will only focus against Egypt as it falls in the context with our story so far. Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 1. And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, take a scroll, and write in it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel, and against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day that I first spoke to you, from the days of Josiah, even to this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do to them, that they may repent every man from his evil ways, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch the son of Nereyahu, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of Yahweh, which he spoke to him upon a scroll. Jeremiah chapter 45. Message to Baruch. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spoke to Baruch, the son of Nereyahu, when he had written these words in a scroll at the mouth of Jeremiah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, This says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, to you, O Baruch. You did say, Woe is me now, for Yahweh has added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my shiting, and I find no rest. This shall you say to him. Yahweh says this, See, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. And do you seek great things for yourself? Seek them not, for see, I will bring evil upon all flesh, says Yahweh. But your life will I give to you as a prize in all places where you go. Jeremiah chapter 46. Judgment on Egypt. The word of Yahweh which came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Gentiles. Against Egypt, against the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river of Euphrates in Carchemish, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, smote in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. After Nebuchadnezzar made Jerusalem and Israel a vassal to Babylon, he went after Egypt and attacked their armies in Carchemish. Verse 3. Order the large shield and the smaller shield and draw near to battle. Harness the horses and get up, you horsemen, and stand forth with your helmets. Polish the spears and put on the armor. Why have I seen them broken and turned away back? And their mighty ones are beaten down and are fled quickly and did not look back, for fear was all around, says Yahweh. Verse 6. Let not the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape. They shall stumble and fall towards the north by the river Euphrates. Who is this that comes up as a flood, whose water surges as the rivers? Egypt rises up like a flood, and his water are moved like the rivers. And he says, I will go up, and will cover the earth. I will destroy the city and the inhabitants of it. Come up, you horses, and rage, you chariots, and let the mighty men come forth, the Ethiopians and the Libyans, that handles the shield, and the Libyans that handle and bend the bow. Libya and Ethiopia are border countries of Egypt, and they form part of Egypt's alliance and armies. Verse 10. For this is the day of the mastery of Yahweh, host of armies, a day of vengeance, that he may avenge himself of his adversaries. And the sword shall devour, and it shall be satisfied and made drunk with their blood. For the Master Yahweh, host of armies, has a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. Verse 11. Go up into Gilead, and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt. In vain shall you use many medicines, for you shall not be cured. The nations have heard of your shame, and your cry has filled the land. For the mighty man has stumbled against the mighty, and they are fallen both together. The word that Yahweh spoke to Jeremiah the prophet, how Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, should come and smite the land of Egypt. This prophecy would have been spoken just before or during the attack of Babylon against Egypt. And although the prophecy is against Egypt, it was intended for Israel and its kings because of the trust that they put in Egypt to protect them against Babylon. The message was that Egypt and all its alliances will fall. Verse 14. Declare in Egypt, and publish in Migdol, and publish in Noph, and in Tophanes, saying, Stand fast, and prepare, for the sword shall devour all around you. Why are your brave men swept away? They stood not, because Yahweh did drive them out. Verse 16. He made many to fall. Yes, one fell upon another. And they said, Arise, and let us go again to our own people and to the land of our nativity from the oppressing sword. They did cry there, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He has passed his appointed time. As I live, says the king, whose name is Yahweh, host of armies, surely as Tabor is among the mountains, and as Carmel by the sea, so shall he come. O you daughter dwelling in Egypt, furnish yourself to go into exile, for Noph shall be waste and desolate without an inhabitant. Egypt is like a very pretty heifer, but destruction comes, it comes out of the north. Also, her hired men are in the midst of her like fat bulls, for they also shall turn and shall flee away together. They did not stand, because the day of their calamity came upon them, and the time of their punishment. The voice of it shall go like a serpent, for they shall march with an army, and come against her with axes, as cutters of wood. Verse 23. They shall cut down fir forests, says Yahweh, though it cannot be searched, because they are more than the grasshoppers, and are innumerable. The daughter of Egypt shall be ashamed. She shall be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. Yahweh, host of armies, the Elohim of Israel, says, See, I will punish the multitude of No, and Pharaoh, and Egypt with their Elohim, and their kings, even Pharaoh, and all them that trust in him. And I will deliver them into the hand of those that seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of servants, and afterward it shall be inhabited as in the days of old, says Yahweh. But fear not, O my servant Jacob, and be not broken, O Israel, for see, I will save you from far off, and your seed from the land of their exile, and Jacob shall return, and be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Fear not, O Jacob my servant, says Yahweh, for I am with you, for I will make a full end of all the nations where I have driven you, but I will not make a full end of you, but correct you in good measure, yet will I not leave you fully unpunished. Jeremiah chapter 25, 70 years of captivity. Verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. There is an overlap between the books of Daniel and Jeremiah, between the third and the fourth year being the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Verse 2. That which Jeremiah the prophet spoke to all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, From the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, even to this day, that is the 23rd year, the word of Yahweh has come to me, and I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, but you have not listened. Verse 4. And Yahweh has sent to you all servants the prophets, rising early and sending them, but you have not listened, nor inclined your ear to hear. They said, Repentance again, now every one from his evil ways, and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that Jehovah has given to you and to your fathers for ever. And go not after other Elohim to serve them, and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no harm. This is what Jeremiah recorded about the response of the people when he called them to repentance. They said that Yahweh have given them this land forever as it was promised to their fathers. Yahweh would do them no harm. In other words, they would be okay if they carried on the way that they are doing things. This is what the Torah says. Deuteronomy 29 verse 19 to 21. And it happened, when he hears the words of this curse, that he shall bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart, to snatch away the drunken with the thirsty. Jehovah will not be willing to forgive him, but then the anger of Jehovah and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie on him, and Jehovah shall blot out his name from under heavens. And Jehovah shall set him apart to evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law. Verse 7. Yet you have not listened to me, says Yahweh, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own harm. Therefore, this is Yahweh, host of armies, because you have not heard my words, see, I will send and take all the families of the north, says Yahweh, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land, and against the inhabitants of it, and against all these nations all around, and will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment and a hissing and everlasting ruins. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of rejoicing and the voice of happiness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones and the light of the candle. And this whole land shall be a desolation and a waste, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it shall come to pass, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, says Yahweh, for their iniquity and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it everlasting ruins. Verse 13. And I will bring upon the land all my words which I have pronounced against it, even all that is written in this scroll which Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nations. This is the scroll that Baruch is writing as Jeremiah was telling him what to write. Verse 14. For many nations and great kings shall enslave them also, and I will repay them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. The cup of the Lord's wrath. Verse 15. For this says Yahweh Elohim of Israel to me, take the winecup of this wrath at my hand, and cause all the nations to whom I sent you to drink it. And they shall drink and shake and be mad, because of the words that I will send among them. Then took I the cup of Yahweh's hand, and made all the nations to drink it, to whom Yahweh had sent me. Verse 18. Namely, Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, and the kings of it, and the leaders of it, to make them a desolation and astonishment, a hissing and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and servants, and his leaders, and all his people, and all the mixed multitude, and all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the land of Philistim, and Ashkelon, and Azza, and Ekron, and the remnant of Asdod, Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon, and all the kings of Tsor, and all the kings of Sidon, and the kings of the coastlands which are beyond the sea, the Dan and Themah, and Buz, and all that are in the furthest corners, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the mixed multitude who dwells in the desert, and all the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of Medes, and all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world which are upon the face of the earth, and the king of Sheshlach, shall drink with them. Verse 27. Therefore you shall say to them, this is Yahweh host of armies, the Elohim of Israel, drink and be drunk, and vomit and fall, and rise no more, because of the sword which I will send among you. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup at your hand to drink it, then shall you say to them, this is Yahweh host of armies, you shall certainly drink it. For, see, I begin to bring evil on the city that is called by my name. And should you be utterly unpunished, you shall not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, says Yahweh host of armies. Therefore, prophesy against them all these words, and say to them, Yahweh shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his set-apart dwelling. He shall mightily roar from his dwelling place. He shall give a shout, as they that treat the grapes, against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for Yahweh has a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, says Yahweh. Verse 32. This is Yahweh, host of armies. See, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coasts of the earth. And the slain of Yahweh shall be at that day from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be dung upon the ground. That day always have a reference to the tribulation. These prophecies have near and far fulfillments. Verse 34. Howl, you shepherds, and cry, and cover yourself in the ashes, your leaders of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and of your exiles are accomplished, and you shall fall like a choice vessel. And the shepherd shall have no way to flee, nor the leaders of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and the howling of the leaders of the flock shall be heard, for Yahweh has plundered their pasture, and their quiet dwellings are cut down because of the fierce anger of Yahweh. Verse 38. He has forsaken his hiding place as the lion, for their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor and because of his fierce anger. Jeremiah chapter 36. Jehoiakim burns Jeremiah's scroll. Verse 5. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up, I cannot go into the house of Yahweh. Therefore go and read from the scroll all that you have written from my mouth, the words of Yahweh, in the hearing of the people in Yahweh's house upon the fasting day. And also you shall read them in the hearing of all of Judah that comes out of their cities. The book of Jeremiah is not written in a chronological order, and Jeremiah was locked up multiple times. It is hard to say which of Jeremiah's prophecies led him being locked up at this point. In the opening of the lesson, I mentioned that Jeremiah was taken captive and brought before the king and to the leaders, and it's possible that it could be during that time that he spoke against the line of King Solomon and the temple that he was still locked up because of what he said. Verse 7. It could be that they will still present their petition before Yahweh and will repent everyone from his evil ways. For great is the anger and the wrath that Yahweh has pronounced against this people. And Baruch, the son of Neriyahu, did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the scroll the words of Yahweh in Yahweh's house. And it came to pass, in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before Yahweh to all the people in Jerusalem, and to all the people that came from the cities of Judah and Jerusalem. Then read Baruch in the scroll the words of Jeremiah in the house of Yahweh, in the room of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, the shofar, in the upper courtyard, at the entrance of the new gate of Yahweh's house, in the hearing of all the people. It was Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, that spoke for Jeremiah so that he was not killed earlier. It would have been safe to say that Jeremiah had favor with the house of Shaphan, and they again had good relations with the ruling family and King Jehoiakim. Verse 11. When Michayahu, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Shaphan, had heard out of the scroll all the words of Yahweh, he went down into the king's house, into the shofar's room, and see, all the leaders sat there, even Elishama, the shofar, and Delaiah, the son of Shemaiah, and Elnathan, the son of Achbor, and Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah, the son of Hananiah, and all the leaders. Then Michayahu declared to them all the words that he had heard when Baruch read the scroll in the hearing of the people. Therefore, all the leaders sent Yehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiahu, the son of Keshu, to Baruch, saying, take in your hand the scroll from which you have read in the hearing of the people, and come. So Baruch, the son of Neriyahu, took the scroll in his hand, and came to them. And they said to him, sit down now, and read it in our hearing. So Baruch read it in their hearing. Verse 16. Now it came to pass, when they had heard all the words, they were all afraid, and said to Baruch, we will surely tell the king of all these words. And they asked Baruch, saying, tell us now, how did you write all these words at his mouth? Then Baruch answered them, he pronounced all these words to me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the scroll. Then said the leaders to Baruch, go, hide with Jeremiah, and let no man know where you are going. And they went in to the king into the court, but they put the scroll in the room of Elishama, the shofar, and told all the words in the hearing of the king. So the king sent Yehudi to get the scroll, and he took it out of Elishama, the shofar's room. And Yehudi read it in the hearing of the king, and in the hearing of all the leaders who stood next to the king. Now the king sat in the winter home in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the fireplace burning before him. Verse 23. And it came to pass that when Yehudi had read three or four sections, he cut it with the penknife and cast it into the fire that was on the fireplace, until the entire scroll was consumed in the fire that was on the fireplace. Yet they were not afraid, nor tore their garments, neither the king nor any servants that heard all these words. This letter of Jeremiah would have been followed up of the prophecy of the yokes that he made during the beginning of the reign of King Jehoiakim, explaining that Egypt, Jerusalem, and all the surrounding nations would fall to Babylon. Verse 25. Nevertheless, Elnathan and Delaiyahu and Gemariahu had pleaded with the king that he would not burn the scroll, yet he would not listen to them. But the king commanded Jeremiel, the son of the king, and Seraiah, the son of Azareel, and Shelemiahu, the son of Aved-El, to seize Baruch the sofer and Jeremiah the prophet, but Yahweh hid them. Verse 27. Then the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah, after the king had burnt the scroll, and the words that Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, Take again another scroll, and write in it all the former words that were in the first scroll, which Jehoiakim the king of Judah has burnt. And you shall say to Jehoiakim the king of Judah, This says Yahweh, You have burnt this scroll, saying, Why have you written in it, saying, The king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from there man and beast? Therefore this says Yahweh concerning Jehoiakim king of Judah, He shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day of the heat, and in the night to the frost. And I will punish him and his seed and his servants of their iniquity, and I will bring upon them, and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and upon the men of Judah, all the evil that I have pronounced against them, but they listened not. Verse 32. Then took Jeremiah another scroll, and gave it to Baruch the sofer, the son of Neriyahu, who wrote in it from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the scroll which Jehoiakim king of Judah had burnt in the fire, and there were added besides the original words many similar words. When Jehoiakim burnt the scroll that he received from the hand of Baruch, prophecy given to Jeremiah to write down, it sealed the fate of the prophecy of destruction and the end of the throne of the house of Judah in Jerusalem. Jeremiah chapter 13. The ruined loincloth. This is Yahweh to me. Go and get a linen girdle, and put it on your loins, and do not put it in the water. So I got the girdle according to the words of Yahweh, and put it on my loins. And the word of Yahweh came to me the second time, saying, Take the girdle that you have got, which is upon your loins, and arise, go to the Euphrates river, and hide it there in the hole of the rock. So I went and hid it by Euphrates, as Yahweh commanded me. And it came to pass after many days that Yahweh said to me, Arise, go to Euphrates, and take the girdle from there, which I commanded you to hide there. Then I went to the Euphrates and dug, and took the girdle from the place where I had hidden it. And see, the girdle was marred, it was profitable for nothing. Then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Verse 9. This says Yahweh, After this manner will I mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people, who refuses to listen to my words, who have their walk in their imagination of their heart, and have their halacha after other Elohim, to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing. For as the girdle cleaves to the loins of man, so have I caused to cleave to me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah, says Yahweh, that they might be to me for a people, and for a name, and for a praise, and for a glory, but they would not hear. The jars filled with wine. Verse 12. Therefore you shall speak to them this words. This says Yahweh Elohim of Israel, Every jug shall be filled with wine, and they shall say to you, Do we not certainly know that every jug shall be filled with wine? Then shall you say to them, This is Yahweh. See, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings that sit upon David's throne, and the priests and the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness. And I will dash them one against another, even the fathers and the sons together, says Yahweh. I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but destroy them. Because the house of Judah refused to listen to Yahweh, through his prophet Jeremiah, Yahweh declared the destruction of Jerusalem and the house of Judah. Drinking wine in itself is not a sin, but drinking and then falling into drunkenness cause people to sin. So Yahweh would bless Judah in such a way that he gets blinded with drunkenness, and it causes him to be blinded to the words of Yahweh and not repent from her sins. Habakkuk had this to say. Habakkuk 2 verse 5. And also wine indeed betrays a proud man, and he is not content. He widens his soul like Sheol, and he is like death, and is not satisfied, but gathers all nations to himself, and heaps to himself all the peoples. Solomon wrote a warning concerning wine and drunkenness. Proverbs 23 verse 26. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes watch my ways. For a harlot is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lies in wait as for prey, and increases the treacherousness among men. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has fighting? Who has babbling? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who stay long at the wine, those who go to seek mixed wine, do not look upon the wine when it is red, when it gives its color in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. Verse 32. At the last it bites like an asp and sting like an adder. Your eye shall look upon strange women, and your heart shall speak perverse things. Yes, you shall be as one who lies down in the middle of the sea, or as one who lies upon the top of a mast, saying, They struck me, I was not sick. They beat me, but I did not know it. When I awaken, I will add more, I will seek it again. And in Isaiah we read this, Isaiah 5 verse 1, Now I will sing to my beloved the song of my beloved's concerning his vineyard. My beloved has a vineyard in a very fruitful hill, and he fenced it, and gathered out the stones of it, and planted it with choice vines, and built a tower in its midst, and hewed out a vine fat in it, and he looked for it to produce grapes, and it produced wild grapes. And now, O people of Jerusalem, and men of Judah, please judge between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Who knows? I looked for it to yield grapes, but it yielded rotten grapes. And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedges, and it shall be eaten up, and break down its walls, and it shall be trampled down. And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor dug, but berries and thorns shall come up, and I will command the clouds that they rain no rain on it. Verse 7. For the vineyard of Jehovah of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for justice, but behold, bloody iniquity; for righteousness, but behold, a cry. The house of Israel was cut off during these times. The house of Judah was cursed with drunkenness that caused them to fornicate with false religions and gods, worshipping the works of their hands and not Yahweh. This was about 5 years after the death of King Josiah, who renewed the covenant between Yahweh and the people. Destruction would come within this generation to whom Jeremiah spoke. Join us next week as we continue in our study of Jeremiah and the last kings of Israel. Thank you and God bless. Shalom.
Join us every Tuesday online to discuss the Jeremiah study and learn more about Israel's true national identity. Email Kimberly at tabernacleofdavidrestored.com for full details.